to be top secret like the Shaolin Temple. But now I'm off the hills and solar full of that ripple. I'm watching the end angle like a past participle. Mix my ripple with mo for sham pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mid pine thistle. That good, good green that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my master struck missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new pistol. Struck a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full facial blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped and choked. Should have told you how chunky it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man. A grown man.
Can I have your attention, please? Can I have your attention, please? Will the real multiple man please stand up? I repeat, will the real multiple man please stand up? We're going to have a problem here. What's up, bitches? This is Direct Edition coming to you live in that color, baby. And as my boy Massachusetts said, we're back. We coming at you. Two of my homeboys took a trip down to Old Town. If y'all don't know, Orlando went to, what's it called again? Battlecon in Orlando that took place this past weekend of Memorial Day weekend, May
31st.
May 28th, 29th, and 30th. There you go. Bam. And they had a great time. Absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to it to next year. Nah, I'm just bullshitting. We'll find out more about that later. And then we're going to get on the topic a little bit about CGC coming up. You know, how they don't accept any pre-signed comics or anything like that. So that begs a question. What about all the artists that have passed away? You know, just something to think about. And then finally, to wrap it up, we're going to have a little Hollywood update. Some things that are coming out. A new Thundercats, a Captain America film, Walking Dead, and whatnot and whatnot. But let's go ahead and get into it. Battlecon. But let's get the roundtable discussion. Forgive me, you know, a little podcast rust coming off of here. We got a roundtable discussion going on. And first off, you know how it go. We got Dirty CJZ.
Man, I just found out my mom is dating the Red Hulk.
And we got Master Juice in the house.
There's a new date rape drug out there now. And if you haven't heard it, it's called the Hammer of Thor.
What the hell?
What are we talking about? Oh my God.
Damn, we just back and now just back. Just announcing a new date rape drug called the Hammer of Thor.
What in the hell?
Ladies, run for the cover.
Oh my God.
And last but certainly not least, we got Mad Wicked in the house.
I just came back from Devil's Night in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Fire it up! Fire it up! Fire it up! Won't you be my neighbor?
All bullshit aside. All bullshit aside, y'all know Mr. Rogers was a sniper in the Army.
Marine Corps.
Whatever.
Oh, really? I want to, after he sniped somebody, he was like, hi, neighbor.
That's why he wore the long sleeve sweaters.
Cover up the tattoos.
He had tatted up for every kill he made.
Damn.
Mr. Wow, Rogers, something you didn't know.
That action figure.
That's the new action figure. Mr. Rogers. Tatted up Mr. Rogers.
You better watch out, Wicked.
The cover with,
I know.
Coming into your neighborhood with the sweater, fucking sniper rifle on his back and shit.
Fucking splinter cell and shit.
Jesus.
Won't you be my neighbor?
I just want you to know, Mr. Rogers, I had nothing to do with this at all.
I watched every show, man. Just nothing but love.
They should have had that bitch play the Punisher.
Good ball. Good ball.
Well, let's jump in. Battlecon.
Yes.
Battlecon was supposed to be the comic and tattoo artist.
Yep. Muscle car. Motorcycle.
There you go. Going down in Orlando this past Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And we checked out the website. It looked good.
It looked real good.
I'm going to be the first to admit it. I wanted to go. You know, I try to support all our local conventions, even, you know, whether we can get there or not, in the spirit, whatever I can do for them. But, you know, sometimes the conventions just got to meet us halfway. You know, we're not asking for much. Just meet us halfway. But two of us did happen to get down to Battlecon Dirty C, Jeezy, and Mad Wicked. How was it? Honestly.
I'd rather get hit in the nuts with a weed whacker for an hour than go back to that bullshit.
Hey, I would rather wake up with my head stapled to my pillow than go back to that bullshit. All right, let's start it off. First of all, you know,
what if your head was stapled to my pillow?
And there he goes.
I'd want it to be disinfected then after that. Okay.
You might have to cut your head.
Yeah, cut my head off.
There ain't no disinfectant from that.
Shit. Some shit Ajax won't even take off. Damn.
Have what? Little Lionel's crawling on.
So, yeah, I know, man. Well, that shit would, you know, Lionel skeet on me. What the hell? So anyway, Jushin skeet on me. My bad. Well, anyway, so me and Mad Wicked were completing our Dirty Wicked, you know, world tour, the Too Sexy World Tour, you know, with the stop in Orlando.
Too Sexy World Tour.
Huh? Summer tour coming at you live and in color in Orlando. So, you know, we made stops. Had a good time. Went to a few clubs. My boy, you know, got a martial arts instructor award and stuff. So, you know, we're all psyched out, ready to go. You know, we're in there on Sunday. You know, we're psyched, ready to go because it's a pretty decent website. You know, they're talking about BattleCon girls, and you know they had these hot girls and they had tattoos, and they had three members of the Sons of Anarchy who were going to be there. For signing in a picture, in a picture and a, you know, photo shoot and stuff and everything, and it was $25 a day to get in. So we said this: we're going to go. You know, we're definitely going to go. We're excited and everything. And so we go up to the Florida Hotel and Convention Center, which is in Florida Mall. Paid our $25. And then the biggest, goofiest motherfucker that we ever saw in our entire fucking life.
I guess you can call him security.
A security or something with a, it was 98 fucking degrees and a bitch had on a skull cap. Are you kidding me? So he's trying to look all tough and we're like, hey, what's going on, man? And he goes,
yeah, we're friendly, you know? We're friendly. What's up, man? And he just doesn't say nothing.
Yeah, doesn't even say nothing.
You know, I will fucking flip your big ass with some sweet chin music. Yeah.
I will pick you up and throw your fat big ass off the fucking third story, you piece of trash. So then we go into this thing. We're expecting it to be loaded up, and there was nobody there.
Two bikes. Two motorcycles.
Two motorcycles.
They were nice, but, you know, just two of them.
No kind of cars. No muscle cars.
Yeah, the car we rode in on. the car we drove there in. Yeah, I mean, shit, that was the best looking one in my opinion.
What about the celebrity photo shoots?
Celebrity photos. They wanted $30 for one, or like $70 for all three, and they're all three of them. You know, are not main characters. So I said, "The hell with that bullshit. I ain't going to this. You know, I'm already paying $25, so I'm not going to pay $100 to go get my picture taken."
I haven't seen Sons of Anarchy. That's, I mean, were they the?
I heard it's a great
show. They were the. One of them was one of the rival gang's leaders who's been in maybe 7 to 8 episodes.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, he's got a little bit to do with the show, but the other two, one of them was, two of them were the girlfriends of second rate characters.
Did they include autographs?
Yeah, and had autographs, you know, or but I don't even know what the hell they said. $30 or
was,
you know,
a picture taken with him, anything like that?
And I don't know, man. I wasn't going into that bullshit. So, you know, first of all, it said comics. So we get up there, they said it's going to have live bands. So right as soon as you get up in there, there's a whole hall. And there's one band and nobody in there.
What were they playing?
Nobody. I don't know. Some
band left.
So then we're like, okay, let's go find the comics. And it has a sign that says comics and vendors here. There was two comic book vendors. And one was nothing but graphic novels. And the other one had some boxes of shit, and I repeat,
Even bagged and boarded.
Not even bagged and boarded, or nothing. And some shit
some
I had never.
Shit.
Yeah, that I've never heard of. Some comic books I've never heard of. Never heard of.
And you've heard of a lot.
I've heard of a lot, damn it. So then we go around, and there's some artists there, like Echo. Our girl Echo was there. You know, it's, yep. You know, not saying anything bad about her, but, you know, we've seen her plenty of times, and it.
Honestly, I think,
suck donkey dick.
I mean, her work is always great, but it's almost like she deserves better than this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They had Tommy Castillo.
Tommy Castillo.
Castillo, yeah, some little dude. And so we're like, hey, okay, well, it must be Sunday, so it's not really that happening or whatever. So we went and asked the dude. We said, hey, man, how's the con been? He goes, really? He goes, this is probably the most packed it's been, and there was maybe five people there.
Yeah, including us. So
including us, too. I said, are you kidding me? I'm like, are you kidding me?
So the BattleCon girls didn't make an appearance?
Their pictures of them did on the table.
Yeah.
That's how they made their damn appearance then.
And one of them was there to take your $25. I mean,
and she was like a D plus if there is such a damn thing.
I'd have been, you know, 5 gallons of whiskey, you know, a pound and a half of marijuana,
and a curse,
a couple Quaaludes,
and a curse.
And a curse. If I don't hit that, I'm gonna die. So
hey, I've got two words for you about that fucking comment. I mean, that fucking whatever the hell that shit was. False advertisement, to say the least.
You had to be six Zimas to the wind.
Six Zimas drunk. Grab your cup, drank.
Dude. Well, damn, BattleCon, they were advertising, you know, the BattleCon girls, the wet t-shirt contest, you know, getting your tattoos here.
They might as well pour some water on Mad Wicket.
Shake my stuff out.
Yeah. but you had to pay for that. You had to pay double for that.
That's right.
They were also saying
no free peeps around here.
A game room, some Call of Duty going on.
Now that was probably the best part of the whole thing.
So the game room was pretty happening?
No,
but it was because everything
it
else was
there,
so
the games were there.
Yeah.
The games were there, but you know, there was one guy. It was like the bomb in there.
Dude, there was a dude who looked like he was in the 80s, and he had like a mullet, and he had a headband on. He looked like one of these dudes who played in a glam rock band, and he was playing DC versus Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. One play? I was like, what?
Nuts. Yeah, what a play. Yeah.
One play?
Yeah.
I'm like, is that French barbarian? What the hell did you just say? One play?
French barbarian.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
One other special kid over there, he's like, you know what? I'm like, what? I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, we don't speak German. Jesus Christ. I was like, and then the worst part about it was that was the best part. And you know, here you got, now this is no lie, guys. Just imagine this, if you will. You know, they're advertising muscle cars, bikes, tattoos, this, that, and the other. Now they had a whole they had a whole bunch of tattoo and shit now.
Yeah.
But right in the middle, right in front of the game room, they had a dance video game.
The Dance Revolution shit.
Just kinda out of place if you ask me.
Yeah, just a little bit. Hardcore tattoos and
now they had that
revolution. Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, they had a whole room of tattoos, but one girl was getting one, and that's about it. And there was like seven or eight. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about their artwork, because obviously, you know, they're pretty good tattoo artists or something. But nobody was doing that shit. But you know, like I said, that shit was terrible. I mean, there was a couple guys in there that had some artwork and stuff, but it was not very good.
So what? Well, do you think it could have been, you know, this first year con and whatnot? You know,
from what I understand, they said it was their second year.
Oh, damn. Well, then you should have came out the block then,
dude. Round one, okay. You know, you might have got it, but round two, I mean, damn, bro. I mean, it just, I was thoroughly not impressed. In fact, me and Wicked, I think, stayed in there for what, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And then left.
I would ask for my $25 back.
I bought some graphic novels just because the guy was selling them for $5 a piece.
Shit.
Yeah.
That was only plus.
And that's the only plus. So
like, did he have all the pages?
Yeah. They were in good condition.
They weren't sticky.
No. Far as I know.
No, they didn't make it their way to your pad there. You should
say, not all of them come to my pad.
But yeah, man, that was.
The only guy I know masturbates to Transformers.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, wait a second.
Get your energy,
wait a second. Is there such a thing as having sex with robots? I mean, you know, bestiality is having sex with animals, and what would that be like? No, like cyborg orgy? No. Something, I don't know. But anyway, back to that.
Cyborg orgy.
I hope and pray that whoever put that shit on does a better job next year, because I don't think I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hear word by mouth. It's going to be a couple years.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see some video on YouTube or something like that. I can see that it's fun if I take my ass back.
Dude, there was even people who were walking around the mall that didn't even come up to that shit. They were like, oh, yeah, oh, that's cool. See you later.
We came back downstairs. Someone said, bitch, give me my 25 back.
I mean, I wasted my time there. So I mean, that was a waste of time.
So BattleCon's a no-go for next year.
I would rather somebody get the right hand of doom on Hellboy and punch me straight in the groin before I do that shit.
That's a hell of a nut shot right there.
That's a ball breaker right there.
Fucking hey, you got ball juice all over the fucking fish.
Dude, that shit was terrible. And by the way, let me see if I can get this right. There was no action figures, two comic book vendors, one with graphic novels.
In anime?
They were selling some posters of something.
Some posters.
That's it. I mean, there were some movies, decent little art.
No movies, anything like
there was like two or three decent local artists there and a whole bunch of tattoo dudes, but there was maybe five people there who paid to get in, and I feel like such a dumbass. You know, I at least wanted a hand job or something, and I couldn't even get that.
At least wanting to come on somebody's elbow in the bathroom.
Something like that. But they said my penis looked weird, so they didn't do it.
Kind of feel bad, huh?
Yeah.
So BattleCon's a no-go. We're going to give it a few years, and then we have to see some Social Security and the ID on YouTube before we...
I need proof.
Or some free passes.
Yeah, free passes? I'd have to pay money to spend on gas. Shit. Well, I might give that out as a charity.
You want some reparations for going to BattleCon?
I need reparations? Reparations? Them bitches need to pay me.
What's going on with the CGC? So CGC has a signature series. If you don't know what CGC is, it's when you can take your comics and get them graded. And it's, you know, they seal them up by professionals. You know, they, you know, lube their hands up and put them in gloves and everything like that. So they keep them.
I knew he was going to try. I knew he was going to open up
wide like a kid at Christmas.
I know, shot myself
from drooling for a second.
Lube and gloves.
I know when you mentioned lube and gloves, you know, Jushin just perked all the way up, like, whoa.
Whoa. He was like, put a banana and some duct tape in there, and we got a party.
What's going on?
Yeah, with a wiffle ball bat.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you talking to the professor. No, I'm going to tell you about some lube and gloves.
Hold on, let me get closer.
Y'all are right up my alley right there.
But the CGC is, when they sell them, it's supposed to increase the value of it by a substantial amount.
Yes. Depending
on the grade, of course.
In the comic, of course.
Yeah. You know, if you get a first appearance of Superman or Batman or something like that, Spider-Man, and then get it graded in good condition, you know, you can
Speaking of which, one, just to give you an example, out of a scale of 1 to 10, the first appearance of Batman sold at a number 8 for $1 million.
Yeah, it's graded at an 8, mm-hmm. and it sold for over a cool mil.
Yeah. I believe a million. I believe it's in Wizards, so, yes.
1.2 or 1.5.
It's one of those two.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, but it definitely helps you out.
But they have a signature series.
Yes, they do.
And the signature series is if it's signed by an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Writer, inker,
anybody who worked on a book, you know, stapler number 73.
One of them had a Marvel comic book that was signed by Stan Lee.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, that's, you know, basically the editor. So, yeah. You know, even that, too. But here's a bad thing, though, T1. You know, when we all go to comic book conventions and stuff like that, if we find a comic book or there's an artist there that we like, you know, you could go see him, you know, get a commission or something like that. Or go buy one of their comic books and have them sign it. And what you used to do was go up to get a certificate of authenticity from the con itself. Well, if you go to get that thing CGC graded, they do not take certificates of authenticity.
So
they have to see it and talk to the artists themselves.
So you want to see it signed.
See it signed, or they got to get verbal confirmation that they did sign this.
Cause I know Wicked, when we was down at MegaCon, you had a
my fraternal old man Logan sketch.
Signed a sketch by cover.
Dexter Bonds.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bonds. But
cool dude.
It's like I went to go ahead and have it CGC'd, and the guy, he was, you know, just like, no, he's like, well, you know, we have to see it and everything. You know, I almost roundhouse kicked Poindexter, but, you know, I was like, you know, good thing he was, you know, Dexter Bonds was right around the corner. And don't get me wrong, I see what they're saying. I understand, you know, business. I understand, you know, that what they're doing.
Trying to prevent forgeries and all that.
Making it authentic.
Yeah.
But then again, anybody could do up a certificate of authenticity.
Good point.
Yeah, but if they're pulling it out, I mean, if we're getting these from the con themselves, from the people at the booths, this being distributed by them, then, I mean, really.
I know.
I mean, if there are some, I understand if there are some people out there who are forging these things, okay, good and well, but don't punish the people who actually went out there and actually did it right by getting the shit signed and taking their time to do it. Can we even?
But I mean, that's going to be a fine line too. I mean, you can't stop everybody who's forging. And I mean, do you just accept all of them even though they're forging?
Well,
so that way the forgers get away with it too. Yeah.
Then CGC needs to create a document that they will accept as a certificate of authenticity.
Just one document.
Just one document that they can either give out to a person.
Watermark it and everything.
Watermark, give it to an artist and go, if somebody gets something signed and they want it graded, you have to sign this and hand this to them.
I hope somebody's listening out there, damn it.
Yeah,
somebody's listening to this show. I just don't think it's the right people.
Yeah, we got three of them that's listening.
That's a good thing. I would think, as far as an option, because right now, let's say you take something to CGC, they will put, you know, names at the top. Normally, in case nobody knows this, when you get a CGC, the signature series, instead of having a blue certificate, you know, strip up top, it has a yellow to represent the signature series.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if they're not there to see it, it will say on the blue strip up top, it'll say, and names and markers on cover. I think Professor D. Nasty, pretty much, with that certificate of authenticity, I think they should say, you know, either give it another color, if you would, just say, and signatures verified by, you know, certificate of authenticity with the book of by such and such, such and such, now, instead of just saying, you know.
Because here's my complaint. What happens, and we had discussed this earlier, and what if the artist or whoever signed it, you got a certificate of authenticity, but that guy or person is dead.
Has passed away.
Yeah, like Michael Turner. I've got about nine things signed by Michael Turner.
Mark Wade,
or, you know, even Dick Giordano, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get that certificate of authenticity, have it signed.
I'm not Mark Wade. I mean, Mike Waringo.
Yeah, we're about to get all sorts of hits and shit. What happened?
No, I didn't mean to put the curse on you, Mark Wade. You know?
You're knocking on the internet.
Let me knocking on my door and shit. And he'll be like,
T1 Mobile, right now. Hey, are you T1 Mobile?
I'm such a limey Brit.
He'll be like, Mark, I hate to do it to you, but, you know. Still strong, you know.
And given options, I think there's at some point in time where some certificate of authenticity should be grandfathered in. But, you know, that's a good idea, you know, Professor D. Dastardly.
But
that, you know, they give some type of paperwork out to you, the customer, that when you go get it signed, that yes, I verify this is signed by me.
Especially
some type of document. Yeah, and if you're at the same show, because like Wicked said, that dude was two rows in back of him. I mean, really, I mean, the dude didn't mind getting up and walking with him. I mean, he was very courteous about it.
Nice,
but, you know, and I do, and like Wicked said, I see their point. But, dude, I mean, you know, you're at the same con. So what does certificates of authenticity mean now? Nothing.
Yeah, or at least have signatures on hand at the booth where you can verify.
Verify. That's, or, you know, yeah. And here's the thing I don't understand about CGC. And, I mean, I'm sure these dudes get paid. Why is there only two guys working at the booth?
Hello?
I got a question.
All right.
When they, like you were saying, Wicked, they mark on the top. Mm-hmm. If they can't verify the signature and they mark on the top, you know, signature with marks on it, mm-hmm. does that reduce the grade on it?
Who knows?
Not the grade, but maybe the worth if it was signed.
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, if it's a 10.0 and, you know, you've got something written, you know, but you got a certificate of authenticity, I think it would, you know, make the value much better, but, you know.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It, you know, you have it signed, and they can't verify the signature. I mean, are they taking that signature as just, like, marks on the cover or something? Yeah, like, somebody took a Sharpie?
They probably will. Now, we'll say this, and, you know, I know we're talking about a lot of negative stuff right now, but I will tell you this. The one thing I do like about CGC-graded stuff, if you ever notice, the one thing they do is when guys used to sell comic books back to you, especially this happened on eBay because I was a victim of it, they would sell you stuff and say that you know, in their opinion, it's 8.0, beautiful comic book or something like that, but it's been restored.
Mm-hmm.
See, now CGC can put that shit under a light, you know, and see who's had, you know, binders redone, any type of gluing that had to be done to put the pages back together. You know, they will say on there, this is an 8.5, but it has been restored.
I think that's actually, I think they have a different label for that.
Yeah, restored. It's a different color.
Blue. I think it's a green or something label. Like
I thought it was pink.
Pink, one of them.
One of
them.
Can you get comics restored? God damn.
Welcome to the conversation, Master Jushin. You've only been a collector of comic books your whole life.
I've got some ruined comic books right now. I can just take care of this.
Oh my God. I don't know if they can dry, you know, if they can, you know, erase skeet marks.
Okay. Hey, man.
Skeet stains.
One time when Cyclops was dreaming, daydreaming about Psylocke.
With the Pikachu bathing suit.
Oh, man, shit was glorious.
You ain't lying,
cuz. CGC gonna have to come in like CSI on Master Juicy Comics. And
they're gonna have to get all kinds of adherence and
don't
and,
touch that page.
All types of chemicals to try
is to. Is it an extra charge to get them, for them to actually get the comic signed or something? Because I know that you're saying
no. They'll just get up.
They'll get up and go. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now, is it worth it to. Is it worth it to get a comic restored or just go out and find another one?
I would say go find another one because you're going to spend a couple. You're going to pay some money to get one restored.
I mean, to me, it just seems like it'd just be easier to go out there and find somebody who's got another comic.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you this: what guys were doing was this. They were buying the old shitty comic books. You know, like let's say X-Men number one. Mm-hmm. Now let's say it was a 1.5 with a few modifications. That might be a 4.0. So now you're talking about a grade of 2.5 better. So that's what was happening. So they had it. So they had to go under, you know, a fluorescent light. See what type of tears or you know whatever these people have done to it.
It breaks down, I think, that invisible mental thing. It's right. Almost like a second printing of something.
Right.
It's like, you know, technically same book. Sometimes they might change the cover or might have second printing on there. But it's just that thing that eats at us on the inside where we want that first original print.
Yeah.
The second print is just as good. It just says second printing. But you know. Just the signature, it has that yellow strip up top. You know, it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
Fuck with you.
And, you know, like you said before, you know, Wicked, you know, it's cool to have a variant cover, but if you got a variant cover signed by somebody, I mean, that makes it that much more cooler. I mean, just to give you four
Much less a variant cover signed by Dexter Vines or Michael Turner.
Yeah, very good point. I'm going to tell you this. You know, me and Wicked have been doing
exclusive?
Research. You know, on this subject, and you know, X-Men number 500, you know, the variant cover, the sketch variant of Michael Turner, cover he did, you know, at a 9.8 is going now for anywhere around 6-7 bills, but they've got one that's signed that's 9.99, that's a 9.8, so you go from 7.15 to 9.99 just because of the verification of the signature. So it added $2 and some change more.
That's signed by Stan Lee on that one.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Well, shoot. And just to wrap it up real quick, we got a few Hollywood updates that's going on. In case you haven't found out, Thundercats is coming back for 2011.
Oh!
Coming back to the Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network is trying to up the ante. I mean, they bring in a lot of superhero shows. Like this, I don't know if anybody's heard of it.
It's about time, jackasses.
Generator Rex is based off of a comic that came out in one issue.
Generator Rex?
It was one issue. It came out, I want to say, at least 10 years ago.
Wait a minute.
It's a show. And now it's a TV show on Cartoon Network.
Okay, can I ask a stupid question here? Yeah. Pardon my squirrely ignorance.
There are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
No, there's stupid questions too, bro. Stupid people ask stupid questions. That's why they're stupid. Okay, here's my thing.
Uh-huh.
You've got all kinds of shit that they've redone but then canceled, like He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Cool as hell cartoon. You know, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Exactly. You know, and then you're bringing back Thundercats. I mean, way to go. Excellent. You know, and they're bringing back, and you know, you could even bring back Mask, for all I care. Mobile Armored Strike Command.
I would watch that shit.
I would watch it too, because I thought it would be cool as hell. So, out of all these cool-ass things that the Cartoon Network could bring back, they bring back something called G-Rex. I mean, what the hell is that shit?
Hey, what kind of it appeals to the kids.
It does.
It's got a monkey.
Okay. Then it has to be fucking cool. No. Hell no. You could. There's so many other things you could come up with.
But, you know, as I was saying, Casey, not to cut you off, Jesus, but, you know, Cartoon Network is amping up. They coming out the box. Because they got Teen Titans, but Young Justice they putting out.
Who is that?
Fire Breather, Young Justice.
Fire breather.
You remember Young Justice with Superboy, Flash? Robin, no, Kid Flash.
Kid Flash sounds cool. I get everybody's sidekick again. Who cares?
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
Who cares?
It's all about the sidekicks.
Man, those sidekicks.
What we're trying to say is Cartoon Network, with all the other shit that they put out on the fucking TV.
Like
Squid. Well, they just, I mean.
Like Squidbillies.
Well, not just, but I mean like. Fucking,
that shit just don't make sense.
Cracker Jack and the fucking Whale Pod or whatever that name is.
What?
The Adventures of Flapjack.
That's what I'm talking. Yeah. That.
Who?
Exactly.
That's who I'm thinking of. Rex
is a better show past that shit. I would rather watch that than, you know.
My thing is, at least they're bringing some kind of comic wholesomeness into the Cartoon Network.
Fuck that wholesomeness shit. You've got the Hulk that needs a good cartoon.
No.
You know,
no,
okay.
No, the Hulk needs to stick to animated films.
All right, so back on the top, as we were saying, Thundercats is going to be back.
Thank God, they got one of them right.
The company who's behind Halo Legends and the Animatrix is behind the design for the Thundercats. So they're going
to. It's going to have an anime feel to it.
Yeah,
cool.
They've got character sketches or a design for a promo out there online. If you want to go look it up, superherohype.com. And also, while we're on the subject, not just the Thundercats, but gird your loins. Everybody who's a fan of The Crow, they are talking about rebooting The Crow. No reason why, but just going to say they've approached an actor about it. No one's been signed yet.
No, not after Brandon Lee died. They can't redo that. Or right after the comic book series. The comic book series was excellent.
Canoodoo can take that shit. Yeah.
Or, you know, even with that whole Crow thing, I guess what really killed it is just the ones after it were just so bad. Now, two, I didn't mind. Not as good as number one. Three, good story. Great. But everybody else was just, everybody who played in the movie was horrible.
Terrible.
Four, Wicked Prayer, that was all right. But, you know, still the main character, that's like casting Mini-Me as the Crow. That little boy can't be, you know, when everybody just, you know, I'm not even going to get into that.
No, they would just call that what the, if he was cast, he wouldn't be called a crow. I lost.
What the hell are you talking about?
So I understand what you're saying.
Crow. Yeah, I mean, I was.
Hummingbird or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, evil hummingbird. Dark hummingbird.
All right, so also, Thor is finished wrapping filming. They've wrapped filming and now moved into post-production. Scheduled to film next year.
And I'm hoping they get that right. Because at the end of the Iron Man movie, I think of Thor, when I think of Mjolnir, I think, you know, the cracked stone hammer. When I saw that thing in the ground, that thing was pretty and shiny, a year 2010 edition. I'm like, well, look at that pretty hammer
fresh
right
out
there.
The fucking box.
Like, fresh out the box.
They just unwrapped that bitch.
That thing was all nice and glazed. And
I wanted to go buy one, too.
So who knows? You know, I hope they do well on it.
Let's see, talk for Transformers 3. And there's a lot of talk from Transformers 3.
Especially with the new model, that's the Victoria's Secret model.
Right.
That's supposed to be replaced with Megan Fox.
Megan Fox has been replaced, is out.
Well, yeah,
replace her?
We knew that was coming.
We'll see. And also, who is out? The twins from Transformers 2, Mudflap and Skids, are out. Done. They are not coming back.
Yeah, we're going to lose sleep over that one.
Yeah, what about sure and Josh Duhamel is not going to be in there, too, I heard. But Tyree Gibson will be.
Mm. Well, yeah, they could. Tyree's a digger.
He needs a job since he's not getting a Luke Cage project.
Oh, well, hey, come on.
I'm just saying, since he's not getting it, that's not set in stone yet.
No,
they said John Singleton is no longer in talks. Him or Tyrese are no longer in the talks for Luke Cage.
Oh, here we go.
So.
But shoot, on another note, Walking Dead started production today.
Yes.
Who cares?
Robert Kirkman.
Dude, that is.
If you ever
you gotta read it, Jesus.
I have.
You gotta read
another
Jesus.
Zombie movie. I mean, really?
We said the same thing about
I'm
True
an
Blood.
Avid zombie hater with you. I'm Red Lantern all there. I will destroy all zombie books. Creators, writers, whatsoever. But that shit is the great
ridiculous.
Shit.
What messed it up
ridiculous.
For me was Marvel Zombies.
Yeah,
that's what I think
of that shit.
No, that's actual. It tells a pretty decent story.
Yeah, it's
great. A zombie's gonna go around killing somebody, eating
story.
Somebody. Yeah,
yeah,
that's great. Oh, just what we need. Another one. Great.
It's good, bro.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad. Hey, and you know what, brothers? I'm glad y'all like that shit. Really, I am. I mean, if that's what y'all like, that's what y'all like. But I am so sick of freaking zombies and everything. It's like vampires.
Yeah, we.
I'm just sick of it.
Well, we brought you around with vampires. We gonna bring you around with zombies too, Jeezy.
No, I'm not. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, T1. I love y'all, but I don't like none of you like that. No.
Tie him down and keep his eyes open like clockwork.
You gonna watch this fucking movie? No, I don't want to. Leave me alone.
Frank Miller is doing a miniseries called Xerxes.
Xerxes.
Based off of the Xerxes from his 300 series.
I don't know why. From what I've heard, it's supposed to be a prequel, but he still has the scar on his face where Leonidas threw the spear.
How could he do that?
That's what I said.
Xerxes was beaten back at Plataea.
Okay.
The thing, if it's a prequel, that would be how he overtook all the Asia Minor countries.
Amassed his army.
And amassed his army.
Okay.
Now, I don't understand how you're going to do a prequel after you got a spear thrown at your face.
Because the photo that I seen.
Because you only had 13 rings in your face. I mean, what do you do missing two? Who cares? You know?
Lesson learned.
11.
Shit, as soon as that shit scratched his face, I just heard the G.I. Joe music. Now you know.
Take this shit out. Take this shit out.
I mean, if they really wanted to do something neat, they should have went, with the government plotting behind. Like, in other words, other Greek countries were, like, actually siding with Xerxes. Because everybody hated Sparta, so, they were kind of like, hey, if you don't fuck us up, we'll give you support against, against Leonidas. Because we can't stand him and the damn Spartans.
Fucking everybody. And bullies. There's a sit down full of bullies.
And little did they know, 300 would fuck up 500,000.
Okay. So, Smallville has announced that the next year will be their last season.
Who?
Season
10. What?
Thank Smallville. God.
Who's Smallville?
Yeah, the CW show Superman Origin. It basically was a good show. It started off good, and they just the problem is that it went on too long.
Excuse me, Lost.
Who wants to watch a show of people who are dead the whole fucking time,
the whole season, the whole series? Everybody was dead.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Everybody was dead.
That was supposed to be the series finale. Everybody was dead.
It already been dead. That's your afterlife. You're running around
on the damn island.
This damn island. You did some fucked up shit.
I would have realized that shit a long time ago. I'd be like, you know what? This shit just don't make sense. We must be dead.
Floating in the air.
And just pass on to the next life.
I mean, damn, what's the next one called? Found?
Misplaced?
Yeah, misplaced.
Last but not least, Marvel Entertainment has promoted Joseph Q. Sada.
And that's how we do on the direct edition. This your boy, Tim.
He has moved from editor-in-chief to, what was the title called?
Chief Creative Officer.
Chief Creative Officer.
That means they're just trying to get somebody else up in that.
It sounds like dog Beezlebub, like Law and Order and G.I. Joe.
Sounds like Brian Michael Bendis is getting ready to move up into the editor seat.
Yeah, it might be. Hey, I mean, Brian, we called that a long time ago. Yeah, he was already in the editor seat.
An assassination plot is in the working there, Brian.
You'll catch your ass. Be on the lookout, bro.
Yeah. Hey, don't turn your back at fucking Comic-Con, bruh.
Damn, jeez, you got to put it out like that?
Hey, they're
gonna have a lookout for direct edition. Soon
they walk around and call shit. There they are. The direct edition.
We can't even get in the building.
Get him! Stop him! Hey, tase him!
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me.
I came to get some comic books. What's going on?
Hey, man, I paid my $89.75. I want in here. Come here, Brian. I got a little something to show you. A little right hand to your fucking bald ass head, cuz. Sorry about your damn luck.
Just ignore
the
sniper rifle sticking in my backpack.
Sorry.
We're gonna go get Mr. Rogers.
Exactly.
Mr. Rogers laid out some cover.
Won't you be my target?
Yeah. But any last words, fellas? Get a last word in here, Jeezy.
Once again, man, it's been too long. You know, to everybody out there listening to this stupid ass show, thank you. And you know what? We do it for you. We do everything we do for you people out there who are listening, okay? We do it for you. We went to some suck-ass Florida Battle Con for y'all's ass, okay? And we aren't expecting y'all to make us heroes or nothing, but just listen, okay, bruh? Thank y'all.
Master Jushin.
Jesus Christ, why are you going to put me on the spot?
What the hell, man? Get up with it, man.
Hey, we are back, and it's prime time live.
And Mad Wiki.
Live and love, everybody. And look out for us in San Diego!
Fuck love.
Bitches!
and that's how we do.
Down.
And that's how we do at the Direct Edition. This is your homeboy T.Y. Mobile. Keep listening in. This is where you get the latest news and opinion.
Oh, I've been missing
on
that.
Comic
say
books.
It, say it again.
The latest.
Oh, the what?
Latest news. I think I spit on the microphone with that. The latest news and opinion with comic books, video games, anime, action figures, and related movies. And porn, too. Coming up next is porn.
Sir. I got that.
Masturbation. Yes. Nobody can get into that.
Y'all might want to back up on that issue.
Hey, yeah, I'm about to rock this mic, so back the fuck up.
And you know how we do. We'll holla.
Holla.
Peace.
Valhalla.